Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bob Prosen back on the show. Bob is the CEO and the president of Prosen Center for Business Advancement. He's the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. He's one of the guys we turn to when we want to get just a little more sophisticated step by step as the CEOs of our small business. He's our good friend Bob Prosen. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good to have you back. Hey, Bob, I've been doing a lot of talking lately about cash and profit, and I always remind them that cash is king, but only because if we run out of cash, we can't stay in business, and we go out of business very quickly. And profit is queen only because you can actually hang on a little bit longer. If you're not profitable, you have cash, you can hang on a little bit longer. So sometimes profit takes a little bit of a back seat, but the truth is sustainability, the ability to be in business long term, requires profitability, and that's one of your expertise. And you've been working on a new program that's really been successful. I want you to tell the audience about that. How to create a profitable culture.
Yeah, it's been so much fun. I bet since the last time we talked, I've been in front of 2,000 CEOs around the country of every different industry you can imagine, and all size companies, too, predominantly small and medium-sized companies. And the thing that is just caught on like crazy is they've been talking about culture, and particularly because, you know, everybody is stressed out because of all the regulation, and they're stressed out because they can't actually find good people. Isn't that crazy?
In this environment, I'm hearing that everywhere I go. We polled our audience recently. That was one of the big concerns of our audience. I was in a meeting yesterday. Two manufacturers in the board that I'm on said we can't find good people. And one of my economists, Bill Dunkelberg with the NFIB, said there may be as many as 4 million unfilled jobs because they can't find qualified people in America.
But you got that, and then on top of that, there was a survey done recently that said millions and millions of employees, given the choice, would change employers in the next 12 months.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
They're just not happy.
Especially the ones who work for big companies. They're creating all kinds of collateral damage in those big companies.
So you think, okay, well, what kind of culture should I have in my business? Because, one, I've got to stay in business, I've got to grow, I want to do really well, and I want to make sure my employees are happy and they stick with me. So I've been developing and working on and actually rolling out to a lot of companies recently this profit-producing culture. And Jim, I'm so excited about it.
Profit-producing culture. I like that. All right. Get it started. Let's get started.
All right. There's two components that drive it. Brilliant people plus a precision process equals unparalleled profit. What do you think about that?
I like that. Say it again.
Brilliant people combined with a precision process yield unparalleled profit.
I like that.
Let's pull apart that brilliant people part. That's got five components. I want everybody to listen to this because this is the key. This is the stuff that works. This isn't just manufactured in my head. The first one, infectious sustained accountability. How many people want that in their business?
Exactly.
Second, fearless and caring leaders. Almost sounds like a dichotomy, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Outrageously consistent results, that's number three. Number four, rock solid trust and dedication.
Yeah.
And the last one, you want extreme collaboration in your organization combined with individual responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Those five things, if you can take those and build them inside of your business, you will have the first part of P3, which is the brilliant people piece.
Mm-hmm.
And organizations love this, Jim.
Well, and what I like about your list there, Bob, is you spread the responsibility, the accountability, the expectations, you spread it over the entire organization, because you can't do any of that without the right people in the organization and without the leaders who are leading the organization. You got to have both. You can't have also ran leaders and have brilliant people.
You really can't. And if you don't do this well, here's the stuff you end up with: endless follow-up, important work doesn't get done, yeah. Your bankers and
crisis
customers
management.
Are complaining. Yeah, crisis management, vendors demanding payment, mm-hmm. No bonuses, loss of confidence, mm-hmm. Cash strapped.
An incompetent organization that creates a casualty list that, as you said a minute ago, people can't wait to leave.
How true.
Yeah, and ultimately, unsustainability. You're unsustainable. You cannot survive. You can't make it without this. And folks, the marketplace is moving faster than ever. If you don't start doing some of this stuff, you will be run over. 22, we're going to get into to the profit-producing culture steps. Bob Prosen, I told you we'd get smarter when Bob joined us. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.